nursing observations and clinical assessments in specific cardiac conditions. Acute coronary syndrome. Acute coronary syndrome is an umbrella term for all ischemic heart diseases that are caused by a reduced blood flow to the heart. It includes the following conditions: unstable angina pectoris, non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, or NSTEMI, and ST elevation myocardial infarction, STEMI. A diagnosis of ACS is based on the presenting symptoms and a comprehensive clinical history. The symptoms are commonly associated with a rupture of an arteriosclerotic plaque within the coronary arteries. This leads to the formation of a thrombus or blood clot in the affected vessel by a process of platelet activation, adhesion, and aggregation. In unstable angina and non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, there is a partial occlusion of the affected coronary artery by the thrombus, which reduces the oxygen supply to the myocardium. It is this reduced blood supply that causes the ischemic chest pain. Changes can be seen on ECG, but changes are not necessarily always present. There will be raised cardiac enzymes, which will be indicated in blood tests. If the blood vessel is totally occluded by the thrombus, this is known as ST elevated myocardial infarction. There will be ST elevation present on the ECG and raised cardiac enzymes. The myocardium is starved of oxygen and nutrients, resulting in death of the affected heart muscle. Risk factors for development of coronary diseases are divided into modifiable and non-modifiable factors. Modifiable risk factors are physical activity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, smoking, obesity, and stress. Non-modifiable risk factors are age, family history, and gender.